Some backers of the state ballot question to allow recreational use of marijuana in Massachusetts make a medical claim. They argue that pot is safer than tobacco or alcohol. But is that true? And is safer than a reasonable basis to vote yes on question number 4? WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes a look.
I was scrolling through Twitter last week under the hashtag marijuana, just checking out the conversation, when I saw this claim.
Marijuana is less dangerous than alcohol or tobacco.
This is Dr. Peter Grinspoon, who practices primary care at Mass General. A little bit of background. Grinspoon is in recovery from addiction to Vicodin, an opioid painkiller, and he supports making marijuana legal. Grinspoon says his position is based on his experience as a physician. As many as half his patients use marijuana, many to relieve pain or in other ways that he says are a health benefit. In contrast,
you just see life after life swallowed up by alcohol. You see alcohol just tearing families apart. And you don't have to walk very far to see lives destroyed by tobacco. I have never in 20 years as a primary care doctor seen a single life taken away by marijuana.
Okay, that's the opinion of one doctor, but is it backed by science? Let's take a look at marijuana compared to alcohol and tobacco in three areas: addiction, disease, and death. First, addiction. There's some agreement on these numbers. 9% of marijuana users will become addicted. For alcohol, it's 10 to 15%, and for tobacco, between 20 and 30%. So,
it is higher overall for alcohol and tobacco.
But Dr. John Kelly, an assistant professor of psychiatry and addiction at Harvard Medical School, says the addiction rate for marijuana may rise as growers develop strains with higher concentrations of THC.
As potency increases, addiction cases tend to go up.
Kelly says that's been the case with opioids, for example. One more point on addiction. Most patients say withdrawal from marijuana is much less intense than from alcohol or tobacco. Okay, let's compare damage to your overall health. We've looked at marijuana and the brain in some earlier stories, and we have the links on WBUR.org. Here, we'll talk about lungs. Russ Callahan, an associate professor of psychiatry at the University of Northern British Columbia, says there are reasons to think marijuana might lead to lung cancer.
Not only because of the carcinogenic chemicals contained in marijuana smoke, but also marijuana smokers tend to inhale more deeply. They tend to have longer breath holding times, and people tend to smoke marijuana cigarettes or joints without filters.
When Callahan reviewed 40 years of data on men in Sweden, he did find that heavy cannabis smokers are more than twice as likely to develop lung cancer as compared to non-smokers. But Callahan says many studies show a 15-fold greater chance of lung cancer among men who smoke cigarettes.
That risk is much higher, so I think what we're trying to figure out is why the risk that we do find is much more reduced than what we'd expect with tobacco.
Callahan says cannabis may be less likely to lead to lung cancer because the volume inhaled is much smaller. There are very few pack-a-day marijuana smokers. But when it comes to death, the bad guy, hands down, is alcohol. Researchers at the Technical University of Dresden in Germany estimated the risk of dying after long-term use of 10 recreational substances in a study published last year. With alcohol, lead author Dirk Lochenmeier looked at the danger of death from cirrhosis. There was no data clearly linking marijuana to death in humans.
Alcohol was at the highest risk and cannabis at the lowest risk. And
nicotine found in cigarettes posed a high risk of death, but not as high as alcohol. One of the factors that makes alcohol more than 100 times riskier than marijuana, the study shows, it's everywhere.
You know, here in Europe, it's available in every food store, supermarket, petrol stations. And so, of course, alcohol is much easier available than the illegal drugs.
Lochenmeier stresses that his findings do not mean marijuana is safe. Some doctors argue that asking whether marijuana is less dangerous than tobacco or alcohol is misguided. Dr. Sharon Levy, who directs the Adolescent Substance Abuse Program at Boston Children's Hospital, says people who use marijuana are likely to drink and smoke cigarettes as well.
So it's not a really productive health strategy to say, look, if we could really just get everybody smoking marijuana, that they would avoid these other substances. That is just not something that's true.
More residents of Colorado and Washington report using marijuana since it became legal in those states, although alcohol is still much more widely consumed. Is this casual or heavy marijuana use? And are people swapping one substance for another or increasing their take of alcohol, tobacco, weed, and other drugs? It will be years before we have a clear picture of the health effects, good and bad, of making marijuana legal in states that do take that step. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.